Now it's my pleasure to talk to Sebastian Cassie, who is the new manager of Artworks Theatre. Good morning, Sebastian.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. So a year ago, Greg Tribwell on Live talked to the new manager of Artworks Theatre, Teresa Sokolich.
Things
moving change. And obviously before that, Lisa Garrity, and before that, kind of different. The theatre seems to have this kind of momentum, kind of there's change, but it seems to be moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the most important thing, and I think this is where our politicians and people like that get it wrong, people are afraid of, pivoting when things need to pivot. They think that we'll be seen as people who constantly are moving the goalposts or whatnot. But I think that's the most successful way to look at any business. You must constantly be iterating and reiterating and making sure that you have the team and the confidence in planning and strategy to really push something like a theatre in the direction that it needs to go to ensure that it not only survives but thrives.
So the theatre management seems to the getting a settled structure seems to have been an issue. So Teresa came on as the theatre manager, and then things changed and she became kind of like the artistic manager, and other people were doing some of the administrative stuff. Where does your role sit in comparison to that?
So my role is kind of an everything role, and I don't really ascribe to titles because I think that's where, again, the expectation and delivery sometimes gets lost. What the theatre really needed and what it currently needs is somebody who's got a really confident and strong vision and strategy and plan on where they want to take the theatre, how they want it to serve the community and those people who come to Waiheke. So in that role, what that means is you need somebody who's got a kind of helicopter vision, someone who can step back and be involved in everything from programming to marketing and advertising to strategic planning to future growth to business structure, and then build around him or her a team of staff and a team of volunteers that then implement that strategy and plan. So I think the unfortunate thing with previous managers is that they've come in and they've just had to start doing rather than have the ability to step back for a second and go, hold on, I need to roadmap where this theatre is going. If it has a future, it needs to have a roadmap that says here's where we're starting and here's where we need to be in 5-10 years time to be sustainable and to be a really vibrant space for the community. So I guess my role is less of a title and it's more of an everything role. And the scary thing for me in that is the buck stops with me. So, I can't say, oh, that's my artistic manager's fault or that's this manager's fault. What I say is if I'm going to drive this this ship confidently, then I must also be willing to take responsibility for the things that work and don't work.
It seems that one of the tensions over the years has been, people look at the building and obviously there's clearly issues with the building and so on. And so sometimes the focus has been on this isn't fit for purpose, we need something else. And then other times the focus is on, well, this is what we've got. We need to utilise it. We need to make the most of it and make it the best it can be. I mean, where do you sit on that spectrum?
I think, again, not wanting to be unkind to politicians, but again, using them as an example, that's where the mistake happens, trying to ascribe to only one idea rather than going, there are short, midterm, and long-term goals and strategies that will that have room for both of those type of visions and more visions. So my short-term vision is very much about capitalizing what we have. There's no use in trying to dream big today if you're not going to be able to deliver it tomorrow. But certainly dream big and say, I can deliver that in a year or 2 years' time. So I ascribe to both of those strategies. The first one is a short-term turning the theatre and capitalising what we have there. Yes, it's got issues, but it also has incredible history, incredible potential, and we're already seeing that with the likes of artists that I'm already confirming for the theatre this year. And then the mid to long term goal is certainly to look at how we turn that ugly duckling into something that's beautiful, so that that we can have a space that not only puts on good shows, but also is accommodating to a much wider range of productions, music, gigs, you know, events. And that necessarily means looking at the infrastructure. But already, in my very short time, you know, we've got three massive infrastructure projects that are going to happen there this year. And they're huge in terms of the commercial commitment to them, and also in what they will mean for our users. Just by way of example, you know, we're adding bathrooms to the green room now, which for artists is so important, rather than sharing the public bathroom that we have at the theatre. We've got brand new air conditioning units going into the whole building, which means instead of sweltering and sweating over summer, you can come to our theatre and really be comfortable. And that means a lot both to our artists and to our audience. And then we're looking at incorporating the courtyard and those spaces more, so that we can have summer series in there, you know, an outdoor indoor kind of entertainment area that capitalizes off what some of Waiheke's greatest assets, and one of those is its weather in summer.
It's always seemed, you know, I mean, certainly for some kinds of events, I mean, obviously if you've got theatre and so on, people are in the theatre, they're seated, they're staying there. But when you have other kinds of events, musical events, one of the things with it is that often there's no one in there. They're all in the bar or outside, and the poor old artist is on the stage playing to an empty room.
Sure, I think that that is both a problem, and also I think it's just a reality of the day and age we live in. There are people who want to go out and, you know, let down their hair, and being at the bar is probably a good way of doing that. The artists that I speak to, for them, it's about the ability just to perform. And so sometimes what we see in an academic sense as being, you know, not that comfortable for the artist is in fact a misinterpretation. I think as a platform for artists to perform, it's just nice to know that people have come out to listen to your music or to hear you play. And if they come to the front of the stage or if they're in the bar, I think the message is the same. People have taken the opportunity to get off their bums, drive in their car, come to the theatre, especially for you. And I think that's the message that we should be interpreting, rather than looking at them and saying, oh, look, they're at the bar and they're not right in front of us. You know, I think I'm always appreciative of an audience. And it's just great that people are in this day and age where there's so much competition for time and money and all of that, that they've chosen to come out to the theatre and support our artists.
So what do you have in mind in terms of repertoire and what will be happening at the theatre over the next few months?
Look, it's such an exciting time. I'm on zero sleep, just trying to roadmap that strategy I was talking to you about before, that I think is going to give the theatre and that precinct every chance of success. So, but I think it's all worthwhile because we're already seeing the results of it. I'm looking at a three kind of armed strategy. The first arm is to really start attracting high-end quality artists from Auckland and from internationally, and ensuring that they see Artworks Theatre as a venue that they can play in. And I don't think that's been something that really has happened before. So we've got the likes of The Chills, and I know you just interviewed Martin Phillips, and, you know, that's an incredible coup for the theatre. You know, I'm so pleased to announce that as of last night, we also secured The Feelers, and they'll be coming up in August. So it's just a month away that we've got someone who, or a band who is so prolific in New Zealand music history, and that they see the theatre as an opportunity for them to to really connect with the locals, catch a fire as part of their national tour, you know. So that's the first arm of that strategy, bringing really big named artists who see Waiheke Island and the audience as a viable audience for them, and the space as a space that they want to play in. We're currently talking to Lady Hawk, and hopefully we'll make announcements around that as well. The second arm is to continue to embrace the community, and to continue to embrace community groups like the Waiheke Theatre Company, the Waiheke Comedy Show with Lisa Garrity, and to make sure that they still see the theatre as being there to also service and accommodate them. But as part of that local community focus, I still want to now provide a platform where we also help to mentor them in the shows that they put on, so that it's not just community, but it's incredible community work. And maybe even mentor them to the point where we're able to start creating work that we can export from Waiheke to other theatres, you know, which I don't think we've done enough of, and lifting the standard of shows that our locals put on. And the third arm is really to capitalise off the seasons that we have. I want people to look at Waiheke's winter as being a place to come to, not just summer. And in doing that, the theatre has a responsibility to give them a reason to come. So the quality of artwork productions that we put on, the quality of theatre is going to be so important. And in summer, we're looking at putting on a First Thursdays every month in the courtyard that lets local artists and local producers and musicians come and really engage with that space, so that you really see Artworks Theatre as a living and breathing kind of space 7 days of the week, where you can feel excited, and we're no longer jumping on a boat to go to Auckland to get our kind of thrills. We're going to Artworks Theatre and that precinct and thinking, wow, there's something there for us, and there's something there for everyone.
So, I mean, you said you were operating on zero sleep. Yeah. It sounds like it. I mean, does the theatre bring in enough income to fund the type of energy and time it takes to have those three, you know, that program and those three directions you talk of be maintained? I mean,
not at all, not yet, and certainly the plan is to put it in a position eventually where it can. I mean, even people like myself, you know, the theatre relies on the generosity of volunteers and people like myself who really see and have a passion for the theatre and where it could be in a few years' time to give more. And it really asks so much of those people. But what I'm hoping to do is to lead by example and say that, look, if I'm working my butt off to try and make this vision a reality, and if I'm being passionate about the theatre, hopefully the rest of the community will also put up their hand in the short term and go, hey, we need to support this if it's going to have any chance of realising the goals that it's trying to achieve. So when we do put on incredible productions, like we're about to bring over Still Life with Chickens with Goretti Chadwick, you know, and that's an award-winning play that's on from next week, it's important that our community comes out and buys tickets and supports those shows, so that we can continue to invest and reinvest and reinvest, and really in about, you know, my goal is in a year, 2 years' time for that precinct to be that living and thriving hub, you know, where Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday there is something, and if you're bored at home, you say to your partner or your family, hey, why don't we go down to Artworks, let's do First Thursdays this week, or let's go watch an incredible show, let's go watch world-class bands and performers. And only once we get that kind of machine going will we get in a financial position where we're also able to reward the people the way we need to.
Great. Oh, well, look, very good luck with it. And there's a fantastic lineup of shows that a lot of people will be very excited about. So, yeah, we're looking forward to them.
Great. So, just a plug for what is on this month. I mean, it's July and we've got Still Life with Chickens coming next weekend. Then we've got The Incredible Diary of Anne Frank, directed by Simon Prest, and the WTC, Waiheke Theatre Company.